Crime and Crime Again is a true crime podcast containing subject matter that may be graphic or disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome back, everyone. Just as a disclaimer, I may sound a little congested in this episode. I have been getting over some kind of random cold that I had about 2 weeks ago. I'm pretty sure I got it from my daughter. It lasted a few days, and I've been a couple of weeks just trying to get over it and get past all the congestion. So if I sound a little bit funny in this episode, I apologize. So it's been a minute since I last chatted with you guys. So I wanted to catch up and talk about the things we've been watching lately. The first thing that comes to my mind is Disappeared has been revived with a brand new season, and I am so excited. I'm so glad that they brought the show back. I feel like it's brought so much awareness to missing people who otherwise wouldn't have gotten the media coverage that they deserved. I have been watching the new season, and I highly, highly recommend you go and watch it on ID. And if you've never seen Disappeared before, I recommend watching the entire show from start to finish. They really do an incredible job covering the cases. And the next thing that comes to my mind is not true crime related, but I have been watching House of the Dragon every week without fail. I am recording this the day that the season finale is airing, so I have yet to watch that. But I am so excited. So I didn't watch Game of Thrones all the way through until the show had already ended. But I remember my little comfy routine every single night, getting cozy to watch Game of Thrones, and watching House of the Dragon has made me so nostalgic. I might even go start Game of Thrones over again. So with all of that said, tell me, on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, any of my social media, I want to know, Team Green or Team Black? I also wanted to get some housekeeping out of the way at the beginning of this episode, which I normally don't do, but I do have a couple of new things that I wanted to put out there for you guys. So first up, I have been uploading all of my episodes as YouTube videos on the YouTube channel, and that will be linked in the show notes. I am approaching 500 subscribers over there, which is very exciting. So if you like to have that visual aid with your episodes, I highly recommend checking out the YouTube channel. I'm not filming myself talking about the cases. It is just the same audio from my podcast feed, but I did make the videos to where there are relevant photos following along with the case. The other point that I wanted to touch on at the beginning of this episode is that I have officially launched the Patreon. For $5 a month, you can get access to all episodes ad-free, and my very first Patreon-exclusive episode will be coming very soon. I will link that in the show notes, so please consider going and checking it out and possibly becoming a patron. Now, with all of that said and done, let's go ahead and get into this week's episode. Born on April 22, 1994, Khadijah Rose Britton was a member of the Round Valley Indian Tribes and grew up on the Round Valley Reservation in Covelo, California. The reservation is rather sparsely populated, with a population of only about 300 people as of the 2000 census. Khadijah grew up to be athletic and passionate about sports. She attended Round Valley High School, where she became a familiar face on the basketball court, playing for her school's team, the Lady Mustangs. Round Valley High School is quite small. The graduating class each year at the time Khadijah attended was typically less than 30 students. Khadijah went on to graduate high school, and she had dreams of finding a career in sports. She's been described as kind, gentle, and an all-around fun and warm person to be around. As of 2020, the population of Covelo was around 1,300 people, and around 33% of Covelo residents lived below the poverty line. The small town has struggled with an epidemic of substance abuse for decades. In an article by the Press Democrat, one of Khadijah's friends stated that after high school, Khadijah did begin to delve into the world of partying and recreational drug use. By 2018, when Khadijah was 23 years old, she had been in an on-again, off-again relationship with 37-year-old Niji Fallis for a few years. Their relationship was tumultuous and marked by physical and emotional abuse. Khadijah suffered violence at the hands of Niji for years. Khadijah met Niji in 2014, and he already had a criminal history by that time. So let's rewind all the way back to the year 2000, long before Khadijah ever met Niji, when he faced his first felony conviction for manufacturing meth. I wasn't able to find any information about how long of a sentence he served for this conviction. But years later, by 2012, Niji had four children, ranging in age from 7 months old to 8 years old. In August 2012, Glen County, California authorities arrested Niji after finding him and his children living in deplorable and unsafe conditions. There were dirty mattresses with no sheets on the floor, garbage haphazardly tossed everywhere, and even human feces smeared around one of the bathrooms and other various places in the home. Investigators also found cannabis, a meth pipe, knives, and more pipes around the home. Niji was charged with endangering the health of a child, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a switchblade longer than 2 inches. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison for these charges. However, Niji ended up being released early, after serving only 2 years. He was released in 2014. And now we circle back to when he met Khadijah Britton. Their relationship was rocky from the start. Khadijah would spend a lot of time with Niji and also his older friends. By that time, Niji's four children also lived in Covelo. It's not clear whether Niji had custody of them at this point or whether custody was granted to different family members after Niji's 2012 arrest. Eventually, Khadijah started a romantic relationship with Niji, and she quickly became a primary caretaker for his children. She did their laundry, cooked them meals, and even took them to and from school. Niji was notoriously possessive and controlling, and Khadijah's family suspected early on that he was physically abusive. But it was quite some time before Khadijah actually confirmed that to them. Khadijah and Niji broke up and got back together several times over the next few years, and their relationship got progressively worse. The next bit of information comes from a creator on YouTube named Trent James. His channel is called Confessions of an Ex-Cop. He was a former officer with the Mendocino County Police, and he had several interactions with both Niji and Khadijah prior to Khadijah's disappearance. After her disappearance, this officer was also involved in the investigation. I will link his video in the show notes. This brings us to January 30th, 2018. That night, Khadijah and Niji had gotten into a violent argument because Khadijah was trying to leave the relationship. She left the house she lived in with Niji and ended up at a friend's house, but Niji later showed up to that friend's house, and he and Khadijah began arguing again. He grabbed Khadijah by her hair, forcing her outside, and attacked her. Khadijah attempted to defend herself and escape, but Niji continued to hit and kick her and threatened her life multiple times. Niji then forced Khadijah into a vehicle and drove to a different residence, where he pulled her out of the vehicle and continued physically attacking her. At that point, according to a statement made by Khadijah, Niji also grabbed a hammer and struck her with it. Khadijah again attempted to escape, but Niji forced her back into the vehicle and drove them back to the previous residence they had been at before. At that point, Khadijah did manage to escape, and she eventually made her way to her father and stepmother's house, where she desperately banged on the door just after midnight, pleading with them to let her in. In an article by the Press Democrat, Khadijah's stepmother recalled that she was terrified and crying, and she even told everyone to get down onto the floor because she was afraid Niji was going to open fire on the house. At that point, tribal police were called and Mendocino County authorities were called in as well. Officers took Khadijah's statement and took photos of her injuries. The next day, Khadijah's father took her to the Tribal Domestic Violence Center, where counselors also documented her injuries and gave her a cell phone, new clothes, and some money to get her by. There, counselors also helped her write a restraining order against Niji. But a few days later, on February 5th, 2018, Khadijah appeared to have changed her mind about pressing charges against Niji. According to the Press Democrat, that day she was scheduled to appear in court regarding the January 30th incident, but according to counselors with the Domestic Violence Center, she refused to go to the hearing. According to Trent James' video, on February 7th, 2018, Khadija actually went to the tribal police, accompanied by a relative of Niji's, and retracted her entire statement, claiming that she did not want to press any charges. It's important to note that this account has not been corroborated by any public sources of information about this case. And now we've arrived at the night of February 7th, 2018, the last time any of Khadija's family or friends heard from or saw her. There are actually numerous conflicting sources of the official date of Khadija's disappearance. Some say February 7th, others say February 8th, and I have even seen some sources state that she was last seen on February 9th. But most sources seem to state that February 7th is the correct date, and that that is the night that Khadija's family and friends last heard anything from her. That night, Khadija had been staying at a friend's house in Kovalo, and she had made some sort of contact with Niji over the phone. Niji showed up to that friend's house and banged on the door, yelling and demanding that Khadija come outside and talk to him. According to the witness at the house, Niji was armed with what appeared to be a small Derringer pistol. Khadija did go outside to confront Niji, and when she did, he attacked her. Khadija tried to get away from him, but Niji chased her around and eventually grabbed her. He struck her in the face and then forced her into a black Mercedes that was parked waiting in front of the house. Once Khadija and Niji were inside the car, the driver sped away. Khadija's family reported her missing on February 10, 2018. It was only after this that the friend of Khadija's who had witnessed her kidnapping came forward with their story. An investigation began after Khadija was officially reported missing, and both tribal police and Mendocino County authorities spent several days trying to track down Niji Fallis. They also learned that the driver of the car who sped away after Niji abducted Khadija was Niji's alleged new girlfriend, Antonia Dawson. On February 20th, 2018, 13 days after Khadija's family last heard from her, authorities located Niji Fallis and he was taken into custody. He was charged with assault, first-degree burglary, kidnapping, attempted murder, threats to commit a crime resulting in death or great bodily injury, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Niji pleaded not guilty to all charges, and several months later, in June 2018, nearly all charges were dropped due to a lack of evidence in the case. Niji still faced charges of illegally possessing a firearm, but he was released. In August 2018, Antonia Dawson, the alleged getaway driver in Khadija's abduction, was arrested for felony suspicion of harboring or concealing a wanted felon. And in October 2018, Niji pleaded no contest to being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was later sentenced to 4 years in prison. Antonia pleaded no contest to being an accessory to a felony. She was sentenced to 18 months in jail and 18 months of supervision upon her release. However, Niji served only 15 months in a state prison before being released. Shortly after his release, he was back in a Mendocino County jail serving another 60-day sentence. Just 2 months after his release from that 60-day sentence, Niji was arrested in June 2020 after authorities found him with drug paraphernalia and firearms. Niji Fallis served 13 months in federal prison for those convictions, and as of September 2022, he was released from federal prison and awaiting a court date in a Mendocino County jail. I couldn't find any further updates about whether Niji is still in jail or if he's been released. Niji Fallis is considered to be the lead suspect in Khadija Britton's disappearance. There have been several searches conducted over the last 4 years since Khadija disappeared, but no evidence has ever been found in connection with her case, and Khadija remains missing. Her family have continued to attend rallies and marches and speak to the media, trying to bring awareness to Khadija's case and trying to bring her home. At the time of her disappearance, Khadija Britton was 23 years old. She is an indigenous woman of the Round Valley tribes of Kovalo, California. She has brown hair, brown eyes, and she stands 5 feet 8 inches tall. She was last seen on the night of February 7th, 2018, in Kovalo, California, somewhere near Airport Road. The friend that she was visiting that night claims that they witnessed her abduction by Niji Fallis. The witness saw Khadija being forced into a black Mercedes that sped away as soon as she and Niji got in. Khadija has not been heard from or seen since.
All sources for this episode will be listed in the show notes. If you'd like to request a case for me to cover, you can find the link to the case request form in the show notes as well. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Crime Again Pod, on Instagram at Crime Again Podcast, and on TikTok at Crime Again Podcast. Links to other pages like YouTube, Patreon, and Good Pods can also be found in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of Crime and Crime Again.